Oh my God. I'm so pissed. Oh no. Oh no. Shit. You know what I just did? I just did 25 minutes of this podcast. I was making myself laugh. I did this whole bit. Then I started talking about my interview that I just did. And then I went to check the time. And I didn't record any of it. And I yelled and screamed. So instead of getting mad and trashing things, because none of these things belong to me, I can't smash these things. And, you know, that's juvenile behavior. Leave that up to the little boy, the one, the little guy, Gilbert. Let him trash stuff. Oh, what a bummer. What a bummer. I don't even know what to talk about now because I don't want to repeat. No one heard it, but I got to repeat myself. Everything I just said, I got to repeat myself. And the thing I did, I thought was funny. I thought it was very, very funny, but none of it recorded. None of it. Not a drop. Not a bit. I finished watching Fallout. I watched it in 3 days. I never binge like that anymore, but it's such a good show. I had to watch all of it, all 8 episodes. And boy, did I ever enjoy that show. Walton Goggins is friggin' amazing as an actor. He can do comedy. He can do drama. He can do anything else. Anything that he's tasked with, he's very, very good at doing. And wow, it blew me away. And it made me want to go on a deep dive for the game. And you know, of course, I don't play the game. I don't have anything to play it on. I never played it. It's been out since, what, 97? Five or six different versions or releases. And the cool thing about that show is that, you know, I'm going to talk about it more on Radio Labyrinth proper this weekend. So I'm sure we'll all talk about it. But it was very good. I enjoyed it. I'm just mad because it was funny. The thing I did, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to just do it. I'm going to try it again, see what happens. As my son is, let's see what happens, Daddy. Let's see what happens. It's very reasonable. Let's watch this video, Daddy, that I've watched 7,000 times. Let's see what happens, okay? Let's see what happens. Live from a basement in Secaucus, New Jersey. It's the brand new Coast to Coast show with your host, Sean Hannity. What's this song? Well, I don't have Linda anymore, so I have to look at it. Oh, it's called Chase, and it's from the movie Midnight Express, which is a movie I've never seen, about a guy who tries to smuggle drugs out of Turkey and ends up having sex with all the guys in the prison he's in, including the guy that runs the prison. And then during some of it, the girl shows up, lifts her shirt up, and he masturbates in front of a piece of glass. And she says, "Oh, Billy, why? I've seen that scene." The only reason I've seen it is because that happened in Cable Guy. This song sucks. It's from the original motion picture soundtrack, Giorgio Moroder, whoever the Giorgio Moroder is. Anyway, Sean Hannity, I'm Lindaless because I quit my show. I quit my show, the talk show where I just talked about politics all day and how terrible Democrats are and how good Republicans are. That's gone. It's done. And they put me on this show overnight. That's what I'm going to be doing, or whenever it airs. I don't know if it, because I'm recording it. I'm recording it, and if it does well, then I'll do it live, and I'll talk to all you freaks out there who are up all night long, don't have anything to do or to talk about. I won't be talking to dead people like Malachi Martin or any of those people, although Malachi Martin was an interesting cat. Windswept House was a fantastic book. I don't know that I believe it. Anyway, the first thing I want to talk about tonight is very important because I did this already. Didn't I record this about 25 minutes ago? Why didn't he record it? I don't know why he didn't record it. I mean, he looked down at the thing and saw that it hadn't been recorded yet. And you know, he said, well, he could have either given up and gone on social media and said, well, I'm not going to do this. You know, there was technical difficulties or whatever. But he didn't. He went ahead and he said this is he's going to do it again. And so this is him doing it again. The guy. I don't know. The producer of this, Sean Hannity, hosting Coast to Coast overnight or whenever. I don't know when it runs. Like I said, I'm recording it. But I saw this story. That there are groups of militants in the country of Brazil who are using 1980s technology to reanimate dead people and use them as a militia. Now, if you don't believe me, I don't blame you. It's ridiculous. I don't know where I read this. I either read it on Epic Times or the Gateway Pundit. I'm not sure. Excuse me, I had to cough. Pollen is terrible. Wherever the guy is that's doing this. I'm in a basement in Secaucus, New Jersey. That's where I am. Secaucus, however you want to say it, that's where I am. Recording this show. I'm still going to do the Fox TV show. Don't worry about that. Aging boomer who watches news on TV. Why are you doing that anyway? Why are you watching news on TV? You know it's all bullshit, right? Everything is bullshit. It's all stupid. It's all dumb. Everything's stupid. And nobody... Oh, I can't swear? All right, he'll bleep it out. Don't worry about it. He'll bleep it out. The producer guy, the Linda guy, he'll do it. Anyway, they're reanimating these dead bodies in Brazil, and they're turning them into a militia. They're out in the Amazon right now, teaching them how to use guns and how to launch mortars and set up claymores, how to drive vehicles, things like that, Humvees and whatnot. Now, this technology was developed in the 1980s. And you know who developed it, right? The United States. The United States developed this technology because President Reagan at the time had been going to Congress asking them for money for the Contras, who were taking on the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. Nicaragua was a problem. Honduras was a problem. El Salvador was a problem. Communists taking over. You know, the domino theory sort of fell out of fashion in the 1980s. Let me get a sip of water. No sponsor, just water from the sink. And I have a metal cup and a metal straw. Whatever happened, I don't know. Can't just drink water like we used to. Right out of the tap, glug, 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 you're done. Now you got to carry these gigantic things around with you. But again, I don't know who made this one. It's not a Stanley one. I wouldn't spend that much money on it. Anyway. So they started developing this technology to reanimate corpses. It's been around a long time, folks. It's not just magic, science and magic. For thousands and thousands of years. How do you think the pyramids were built in Egypt? Dead people that could die again, maybe reanimate them three or four times before they were done. They were useless. So they dug them up, started animating them, reanimating them. And on top of that, at the same time, the CIA developed this program. I'm just going to spit it out. The CIA did this, created these reanimated corpses to go ahead and fight the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. And when word of it got to Congress, that's how we got the Iran-Contra thing. And we've sold Iran a bunch of our junk that they could use against our ally, Iraq. That makes sense. Iraq was our Saddam Hussein and Iraq were our allies. And at the same time, Iran had kidnapped a bunch of Americans. This is after the Americans they kidnapped in 79 and let go in 81. So in order to get rid of it, we sold them stuff. We sold them our shit, our guns and whatever. That didn't work. So the friend and our enemy were fighting each other with our own weapons. We would never do that today. Believe me, that would never happen today. It didn't just happen over the weekend. Anyway, not getting political. Remember, this is a show about ghosts and zombies and aliens and toilets that make weird sounds. So back in the 1980s, we were doing that. And then at the same time, the CIA was finding a way to buy cocaine. They would get money from the government, black ops money, maybe money from selling dead people to fight for armies. Taking that money, buying cocaine, and taking that cocaine to California, where people would turn it into crack and make a lot more money, which could be funneled back into the CIA to pay to reanimate people, to shoot other people in another country. It's just how things work. If you watch that television show, Snowfall, excuse me. If you watch that show Snowfall, you see how it all unfolded. The United States government was selling cocaine to drug dealers and manufacturers working through the Colombians and the Peruvians and the Mexicans and all the other Ians to sell them to guys in California who were making the crack and putting it in every city in America. You know, we used to have inner city families. They might have been poor, but they lived just like everybody else, right? The people that lived in rural parts of the country that were poor. It was a 1-2 punch. They got everybody addicted to crack, and then later on got all the other people addicted to meth. You do the math. Why did they do that? Well, let's say you're the United States government, and you give a lot of money to people. Who do you give money to? Well, you give it to the states, and what do the states do? They give the money to the police, and the detectives, and the prisons. And then somebody comes along and says, well, you don't need to do that anymore. I'm going to open a private prison. I'll say, okay, you're going to open a private prison. You're going to make sure they got food and everything. Yeah, we're going to take care of all that stuff. Healthcare, all that stuff. Now, we got a private prison, and you know, if you have a baseball stadium that's privately owned, you want to fill those seats. Well, if you have a privately owned jail, you want those seats filled as well. You want those seats filled. You want those cells filled. 4, 5, 6 people per cell. One bed. Make it all snuggle together. If the shareholders lose money, that's bad business. That's bad business. So what do? We have prison overcrowding in the publicly owned prisons. These guys who all want to make a decent living for having to deal with scumbags all day. But we got to fill these prisons up. So let's create a drug problem that'll make all sorts of people sick and addicted and make them commit crimes so we can fill up these prisons. And at the same time, we're in South America making zombies, which is still being done today. And I have no idea what they're going to do with those zombies. Anyway, the eclipse was last week. I took a look at the eclipse and saw all sorts of funny things. I saw the aliens on the back of the comet that you could see during the eclipse. I saw these aliens. They're the ones who gave us the technology to reanimate flesh. This is all stupid bullshit. I can't believe this. I quit. Okay. It was something like that that I did earlier. And, yeah. Now, I'm really mad at myself for not recording that. But before I did this, I recorded an interview that'll air this weekend on WSB with Kevin Spencer from Electric Avenue. You guys should totally check out Electric Avenue. It's like the MTV experience. They do an awesome, awesome job of these songs. They're not cover songs. They're not a cover band. They're not a yacht rock cover band. Yacht rock isn't a cover band. I hate that term. And I don't like tribute band either. These are musicians who are extremely talented. And they recreate the experience for people who want to hear those songs. And they're amazing. And I'm going to go see them May 11th at the Fred, which is the amphitheater in Peachtree City. You should go check it out. All right. I the show would have been a little longer, but we're going to go back to the 15-minute format. I could do that for the next 10 minutes, but I'm not going to do that to you. Anyway, take care. And don't forget to listen to Radio Labyrinth this Saturday. In fact, watch it on YouTube and like it and all that shit. And I hope the pollen and the Bradford pear tree in your neck of the woods dies.